shun the sun.
Hey everyone, it's David Dillon here from WeShunTheSun.com with episode 12 of our world-famous Oscar Academy Award-winning podcast.
I'm trying to think of something. What wins music? They have spoken word albums.
Grammys, right? Isn't it?
Yeah, they have actually the Grammys for spoken words.
Do they really?
Yeah.
Okay, so we might actually get Grammys in the future as well.
So, you will be so yes, 2014 Grammys. Mm-hmm. Are they passed already?
We might have.
2015 Grammys. I'll be performing with my big hat. I don't know what that means, but anyway. All right. Ripping into some news. Right now, what's hot on the headlines? The PlayStation Now pricing.
Yep. So first of all, just quickly just talk about what PlayStation Now is, those who don't know.
Well, basically, it's your PlayStation streaming service. So yep. You can stream your PlayStation 3, 2, 1, PSP games all to your console. And so you're no longer having to purchase or technically download the entire thing. You can rent them.
Yep. So this is kind of like that. Remember that console? Was it the On Live or
On
something?
On Live, that's the one.
Yeah, so that was meant to be a thing that, you know, you didn't actually have to download the games. You didn't even need to have good hardware.
Yep.
It was all just streaming it from their end. So that's pretty much what the PlayStation Now is.
Now, that failed. So
yeah, that did
no,
fail.
It's no surprise Sony decided to pick up this.
Well, it's also just, I mean, look, firstly, it's not great for Australians because our internet connectivity just sucks. Yep. So it's probably never going to work well for most of us.
No, it would not.
No, but for Americans, you know, for a lot of other people, theoretically makes sense, but the pricing that has just been talked about, for those who have got beta access, I think it is?
That's correct. So, theoretically, this pricing is still in beta also, so they could change it. You assume they will with some of the backlash?
We hope it will change, because right now it's just not viable. So, what sort of prices are we talking? Do you remember?
Oh, we're talking for a day rental. I think it's like
$6. I believe that it's it's $5 for 4 hours on a lot of games.
Oh, that's right, yeah. That's
four
right.
Hours.
I was thinking more on the arcade games.
Yeah,
what stuck
yeah.
in my head was the fact that for a 1 week access to Guacamelee, you're actually paying the same price to rent it than you are to buy it.
Yeah, exactly. And it's just silly. I mean, there's games on there like Deus Ex Human Revolution, which is not a new game by any stretch of the imagination. I think to hire it, or to rent it or whatever for 3 months via PlayStation Now, from memory, I think it's about $30.
Yep.
And when you bear in mind that it's been on the Steam sale, I think at times for about $2.50
yep.
to own forever, it's pretty scary.
Well, you probably just think they're trying to get as much money as they can, because you think a lot of games nowadays are only 8 hours long. So the fact that you get $5 for 4 hours, they might think, well, hang on, he can actually get this entire game for $10.
Yeah, it's difficult, because, I mean, you know, then you also have to factor in that some people buy and then trade back in, so you can get some money back via different ways like that.
Yeah,
so I mean, because you're getting no value when you're just renting it.
That's exactly right. I mean, I wonder.
And of course, it also
relies on. Do you think
they
would allow achievements through it?
Yeah, I think so.
Because I think a lot of people.
Yeah, well, achievement hunt just.
Yeah,
by...
like you know. Oh, I know this game's only for a couple. This game's only a couple hours long, or it's really easy achievements. I'll just pay $5 and get a. You know, 1,000 points or a couple of trophies on the PS4.
Yeah. Thinking of it from their perspective, they might see that as, oh, these people would not otherwise have bought that game.
Yeah,
so now we're getting $5 or $10 or $15 that we wouldn't have got otherwise.
Yeah, exactly.
So, you know.
They're probably thinking any money's better than no money.
Exactly. But look, will they change that pricing? Probably. I think so.
Yeah. I mean, I suppose that PlayStation Now streaming service would work quite well on the PlayStation TV, which was announced for the Western release at E3.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I don't see why... Oh, I just don't see how it's going to pick up in this market.
Yeah, and certainly I think, you know, even in the territories where it does have more of a chance in Australia, which is basically anywhere, I think that they'll need to make more allowance between, like, old game pricing and new game. It sounds like pretty much all of them have the same. I think that will change.
Now, and speaking of pricing, what one thing did really disappoint me was the Wii U's eShop pricing.
Yeah,
now, it's the same for the 3DS. 3DS pricing on the eShop is also dreadful, mm-hmm. but seeing a bunch of Super Nintendo games, I think, oh, I'd love to play that again, but I'm not going to pay $12 for
exactly.
a game.
Exactly.
And I'm not that desperate. It's sort of more like a whim. So, I mean, if that had been like $4 or something, I would be like, yep, I'll buy that one, I'll buy that one, I'll buy that one, I'll buy that one. But now, I think I'm not going to pay $32 to buy, you know, Final Fight and Street Fighter 2.
Exactly. The problem with Nintendo is they're like, oh, but you know, a Mario game, people should be prepared to pay whatever they want for that sort of thing.
Yep.
But it's like, you know what? You're living in a time where there's things like the Apple App Store and the Google Play Store. You can get pretty high quality games on there.
And the fact that you can just get ROMs for free.
Exactly.
Not that we're condoning it, but it's possible to do.
Exactly right. So, you know, I just think Nintendo need to be a bit more realistic.
Yeah, I mean, they should be able to see with marketing data, okay, well, hang on, we're getting 100 sales this month. Let's lower the price by $5. Oh, hang on, we got 300 sales.
Yep, exactly.
With the money here, we did, we actually came out more profitable.
And I think, you know, go for mass sales.
Yeah, that's right. Like, I mean, right now, Steam sales going on.
Yep.
These sales on games mostly that have been out for a long time, which were never going to get purchased again by the majority of people who get it. So moving on now, we can discuss, I hope you like that seamless transition, we didn't pause because Diver was coughing, but we'll move on now. Dead Rising, coming out to the PC very shortly, and also announced a movie is in the works.
Really?
That's right. They're working on a Dead Rising movie. When you think about it, it'd be makes a very sense. Easy movie to make.
Yeah, exactly.
Pretty much just call it Dawn of the Dead.
Call it Zombieland. I mean, it's a zombie thing that doesn't take itself too seriously. That was what Dead Rising... wait, are we talking about Dead Rising?
That's right.
Oh, I thought, what was the other one? The Capcom one?
Dead Rising?
No, you said Dead Rising, not Dead Island. Sorry, that's you did right. say Dead Rising. Apologies. Yeah, so it will be basically what I said then.
Exactly.
Comical zombies.
Who would you play? Who would you pick cast as Frank West?
Frank West. Tell me who you've got in mind.
I don't know. For some reason, I'd like to see Gerard Butler play it.
Yeah, he need to put a bit of chunk on. I don't think Frank West was quite as ripped. I would probably go with...
You go Thomas Jane, the guy who played The Punisher.
Yeah?
He looks like him, I reckon, a little bit.
Chuck a camera around his neck, done.
That's right.
You reckon they'll take out the some of the comical aspects? I can see that happening.
Oh, I hope they don't.
I know, but I can see it.
The fact that... I mean, even the cover of the second one is like the paddle saw.
I know.
I think they have to go a comical route. I don't think I could go serious...
Oh, I really hope so, because otherwise it kind of loses its point of difference between a lot of zombie things out there.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, if the zombies are well and truly done, they need to have some edge on them.
Yeah.
But anyway, so PC Dead Rising 3 on its way.
That's true.
Would you consider picking it up?
Yeah. Yep. I've chucked it on my wish list.
Yep, just in case you get the
free. Just in case I get the free games or whatever.
It is a good game. Very good game.
Yeah. And I mean, I enjoyed the other two. Even though I didn't actually beat either of the other two.
Yeah, you need to beat them to enjoy them.
Yeah. I actually, personally, some of the diehards will probably not respect this, but I like the fact they took out the time limit.
Oh, yeah.
I'm someone who likes to explore, just have a bit of fun. I can understand as well why some of the, you know, hardcores would like the time limit, and I believe that's still in there if you choose, like, hardcore mode or something.
Yeah, I believe so.
So you got your options, but it's definitely a good option to get more people on board, because, I mean, that one feature is what made me interested in this one.
Exactly. Moving on again, and the latest Team Fortress 2 update, a very large update, was announced and released in the space of, what, 2 days, maybe?
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Yeah, it was about an 800 megabyte download and includes quite a few new things, which I'll let Dave explain, because I don't know much about it.
Actually, neither do I. I don't know a ton about it. However, I know they've chucked in a lot of new...
taunts.
Taunts?
Yeah.
That's probably the biggest thing. Which is actually kind of cool. I never really thought about it that much before. Yeah. But those standard taunts have been in there from the very start. There's been a couple added. Like, you know, there was one for, like, when you unlocked... I think it's when they added the replay mode in. There was some directors.
Yeah, you could director's do. Vision.
Yeah, but apart from that, they'd always been there from the start. So it made total sense to introduce them, particularly since we've seen taunts being brought in Dota 2.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, anything for them to get some more money as well.
Yeah, and I remember... in the director's commentary, they said one of the reasons they put taunts in Team Fortress 2 is because it's one of the only times you get to see your own character.
Yep.
And especially now, you know, when people have modified their characters so much with hats, suits, you know, you can just change them aesthetically so much. It just makes sense to you know, add in some aesthetic things like that. So, and it also, it's a good chance to show their sense of humor. So the other thing that came out with this update is that long animated feature.
That's right.
It's like 15 minutes long. Really worth watching because they're just hilarious. The writers for Team Fortress 2.
Yeah.
They just know what they're doing so much. So even if you don't really like the game or have never played it.
No reason to not check it out.
Yeah, check it out. It might get you on board.
If you haven't, you can always look up the Team Fortress shorts as well.
True, they're awesome
You don't need to like the games to enjoy them. Exactly. One thing it did remind me of is how overpriced the store is, though.
The Team Fortress 2 store?
Yep.
Yeah.
So for all the new item bundles, which is probably about, totals us about maybe 40 items, they had it for sale for $240.
Yeah. Look, you can only assume that hardly any sales of that are made, but they still put it in there for those few they'll get.
Exactly. The people think, oh, I would like, ah, fuck it, I'll just do it.
Or the people with way too much money.
Yeah, that too. And moving on again, some backlash has hit Destiny in a way I'm sure a few people know in Peter Dinklage's voice acting.
I'm always tempted to call him Tyrion Dinklage for some reason.
Just call him Tyrion. It's fine. I'm pretty sure he probably gets called Tyrion more than Peter nowadays.
Yeah, anyway. It's true. So, you know, I don't know if... I was about to ask a question as if people could respond to me, but... I'm just... I'm curious as to whether anyone's listened to any videos or anything. There's some... quite a few online where you can hear samples of his voice acting in the game. It's worth checking out because it's not very emotive.
No, and to put it bluntly, a lot of people are saying not very good.
Yeah, it's not very good. Like, it's just flat.
In a game which they estimate has cost hundreds of millions of dollars to make, you think, why would they accept something which is subpar, really?
Well, yeah, dramatically subpar. And, you know, a lot of people have speculated, is it possible that it will get changed? Is it possible that he'll be called in to re-record? It's difficult to see because he would be so expensive.
Mm-hmm.
I think the biggest question to me is why was there not... I mean, they always have directors on scene when they're doing voice acting.
Yep.
They always have people telling you, no, you'll need to do that again, put more emphasis on this. So how did this slip through?
Maybe they'd... I'm trying to think. I mean, Bungie have worked with some pretty big names. They like, have. I mean, almost the entire cast of Firefly was in all the Halo games. Yes. You got Nathan Fillion, all of them in there. I mean, fair enough, they don't have, you know, egos and all that from what you understand. And they have done some VO work before, all of them. Whereas maybe, I don't know of any Peter Dinklage voiceover work before.
Well, there is another high-profile actor in Destiny, who I cannot remember. I know he's in there, and apparently people have said his performance is excellent.
Okay.
So, you know, obviously he put in... But, you know, you just wonder, how did they let it go? Because it is really noticeable. So, the funny thing there is that Bungie have just released a T-shirt.
Yep.
Which has a quote on there from... From
one of the more famous lines that has
or infamous.
Received, that's right, has received some terrible backlash.
So it's one of Peter Dinklage's lines in Destiny that people have played so far. They've made a shirt where you can just buy his quote on it. So it's a weird moment of self-awareness kind of from Bungie. They're acknowledging there's a lot of fans not happy. And all the proceeds from sale of that shirt go to charity. So it's really odd. We don't know what's going to happen now. Is that them acknowledging, yes, there's a problem, we're going to fix it?
Should the proceeds go towards getting another actor?
Yeah, exactly, maybe.
I wonder if it would sell more if that was the case.
Yeah,
people care more about their games than they do charity. I'd almost guarantee it.
Yeah, well, quite possibly.
Now, again, our next little dot point here is that Sony has announced that for PS Vita fans, they should expect a lot less first-party titles.
Did they make that announcement?
Yes, they did. They said a lot less first-party titles will be coming to the Vita.
I almost think they didn't need to announce that, given that it had, like, nothing announced at E3.
Nothing announced at E3, barely spoken about.
Yeah, that's right.
Borderlands reviewed poorly.
Yeah.
So, and from what I understand, sold pretty poorly.
Yep.
So, I mean they'd have to be thinking, okay, well...
There's a correlation between the two, I think. It's more likely to sell poorly if it reviews really poorly.
That's exactly right. I mean, so they sort of start to think, well, why should we spend money on this? Blah, blah, blah. We've got... You know, we've got sales from external party, etc.
Yeah, I think part of it's a self-fulfilling prophecy. Like, if you make subpar games, then of course they're not going to sell that well.
That's exactly
right. There's been some exceptions, don't get me wrong. But there's also been some pretty poor or lack of marketing, especially over here in Australia.
Yep.
You don't really hear anything about the Vita.
No, you don't.
And I think their focus has kind of gone in the wrong direction now as well. They're really just saying, hey, you can stream your PS4 games, you know, on your Vita. It's like, yeah, but
it's a second screen.
Exactly.
For your PlayStation 4. It's like, yeah, but I didn't buy a second screen. I bought a portable console.
Or it's like, it's pretty expensive for just a second screen.
Exactly.
And
right.
That's, of course, why they're also releasing the PlayStation TV, I think it's called, isn't it?
Exactly.
Yeah, so that is literally only a second screen for your PS4. No game playing capacity for Vita games or anything like that.
No, it does.
Oh, does it?
Yeah, it has a Vita slot.
No way.
Yeah, you can put your Vita game in it.
But is it cheaper than a Vita?
$100.
Why is it cheaper if it does
the
same thing?
It doesn't have a screen.
Oh.
You plug it into your TV.
It doesn't have a screen?
Nope. It's a little box about the size of, I don't know, maybe 5x10.
And what's the point of it? So you can use your Vita as a controller. Oh, sorry, your PlayStation TV as a... I have no idea what
it is. It's basically a Vita. A Vita without a screen.
The screen's a pretty fundamental part of the Vita.
But you plug it into the TV, now you have your TV as a screen.
I thought the games would look far too pixelated on a full screen.
They probably will.
Ah. Okay. Well, that's bizarre. There you go. You learn something new every day. So it's a cheap way to play Vita games, but you probably may not want to do it because...
And you still have to buy a Vita memory card too.
Oh, that's rough.
Yep.
That is rough.
There's no internal storage.
Yeah, Vita memory card pricing is vicious.
Yeah, that's right.
sometimes almost as expensive as the unit itself, depending where you buy it from. But
so Dave, the flagship Vita fan, doesn't even know about it.
Well, I didn't need to know about the PlayStation TV. I wouldn't call myself a flagship fan either.
Well, who got the Vita first, dog?
Wait a minute, who dissed the Wii U constantly?
I'm still dissing it. You're not dissing your Vita. You don't know how much you adore it, but and you bought three copies of Borderlands.
Spend plenty of time these days flying the old Wii U flag as well.
When have I said a good thing about it?
Oh, I love it, dog.
Moving on, I'm going to talk about how much I love the Wii U.
Next segment, weekly Wii U section.
And our new weekly 10-minute Wii U section about how glorious all its third-party titles are. But for real, our next... should have tied this into the Dead Rising, but that just would make sense. Capcom, now up for sale. Public domain.
No way, really?
Yeah, been going on for about a week now.
Oh.
They're in dire straits.
Yeah, that's actually not that surprising. I mean, what have they made?
Monster Hunter.
Ah, Monster Hunter would have kept them alive somewhat,
that's
I think.
That's right, the rest probably hasn't.
I mean, yeah, they've reissued Street Fighter 4 in about 5 different versions.
Yep.
Which is probably why they've done it in 5 different versions. They really need the revenue.
That's right. So now, if we pull our pennies together, lads, we can take on Capcom.
What would you make Capcom make? What would you set them to
create? Final Fight.
Final Fight.
A new Final Fight.
Interesting.
Side-scrolling, beat 'em up.
Okay.
For a lark. I mean, it'd be an arcade game. Yeah. It'd be a $15 Xbox game or something like that.
Yeah.
But I'd buy that in a heartbeat.
That would be pretty cool. I feel like there's some other like indie developers working on similar things, but no one would do it as well as Capcom, you'd think.
Yeah, that's right.
They've got the heritage.
It's just, them sort of side-scrolling beat-em-ups. They're fun for, your little sessions. You don't spend a whole day on them unless you're a freak.
Yeah.
But they're fun. I'd buy it. I'm thinking of any other Capcom franchise right now. I mean, I've already got Dead Rising, so we can't go there. I'm trying to think of anything else they do.
Yeah, I mean, I'm already looking forward anyway to Monster Hunter on the 3DS. Yeah, with right. Online capabilities, that should be awesome.
Yeah, that's right, as long as it works well.
Yeah.
Isn't trash.
Yeah. And what else have they got? Well, I'd probably set them to making Street Fighter V.
Yeah, that's right.
But I mean, they're probably doing that anyway.
Yeah, well, you'd hope so.
Yeah, seeing as the next gen's here, a lot of people have pointed out they usually just stick to, like, you know, for one console generation, it'll just be one, you know, Street Fighter 3, yeah. And then they'll reissue it a million times, and then Street Fighter 4, same thing again.
Yeah, that's right.
But, yeah.
How late into the Xbox 360 cycle was 4, though? It was probably about 4 or 5 years into it, wasn't it?
You think so?
Oh, was it? I could be wrong.
Maybe 2 or 3 years, I would have thought.
Yeah, it's probably more
like... Even then, you're right, it wasn't instant. Yeah. They took quite a while to make sure they got it right.
Yeah, that's right. I'm sure they'll have an influx of funds Monster Hunter 4 time.
And it made a big splash, Street Fighter 4, when it arrived. Brilliant. It was, yeah, very, really, really good game.
It was one of the first sort of like 3D fighters that was good, and the art style was amazing.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
And it was so fluid. It was probably one of It felt like, I mean, now how you can see 60 frames per second games, it felt like one of the first really smooth games like that.
And in like fighting games just rely on it.
Yeah, exactly right. The smooth, I mean, the fact that you have like the frame counters and stuff like
that's
that.
That's right.
All that sort of stuff.
I will say, whenever we played it online, we got utterly annihilated.
Well, speak for yourself. I won once.
So did I. Once only.
No, you didn't. and continuing on, that pretty much wraps up our little dot points. But, so what have you been playing lately, David?
What have I been playing? That's a good question.
Besides Borderlands.
I did play a little bit of Borderlands on the Vita. Yeah. You did. I've been...
And I've been playing Hearthstone.
A little bit of Hearthstone, yeah. Still getting my head around it. Still accepting the occasional losses. I do get more wins these days as well. I don't know if it's because I know the game better or if I just have a few better cards. Actually, you know what? Do me a favour. Open up my Steam profile. See what I've been playing for me.
All right, that's a fair point.
This way, I don't need to use my memory.
I can talk here about the Wii U, which I have received
now.
I have... Mario Kart 8, New Super Mario Bros. U, Mario 3D Land.
World? Yep.
Yeah, that's the one. One of them. I also have purchased... What else? I got Majora's Mask Remake and Nintendo Land. Now, I've played Mario 3D World. Or Land.
Whatever it is.
It doesn't matter. Mario Kart 8 and... Wind Waker. I said Majora's Mask, didn't I?
Yeah, you did, actually. Yeah, I wasn't...
That doesn't matter. So, from that, I can say 3D World is a very, very good Mario game, as you would imagine.
Yeah.
I probably would have still preferred if they did mix it up a bit more, because I have played the 3DS version quite recently, and it is similar. I mean, it's different.
The only thing I'll say about it is that while you could definitely play and enjoy it in one player mode, the camera view and everything makes it very clear that they're expecting you to play it with more than one player, in my opinion.
Yeah, that's right.
It's really zoomed out. It's quite isometric from top down. Just seems to suit more than one player.
Yeah, definitely. I'm trying to remember how we actually go about looking at what games you've played. You've played 11.3 hours in the past 2 weeks.
Okay.
It's pretty poor.
Yeah, it's not great, is it? Oh, I've played a bit of Team Fortress 2, definitely. Yeah,
2 hours of Team Fortress 2.
Uh-huh.
Half of an hour in The Ship.
Yes, we'll mention that in a sec.
1.6 hours in Dota 2.
Oh, yes.
1.5 hours in South Park.
One and a half hours
in Dark Souls, and 4 hours in Bioshock Infinite.
I was about to say, I should mention Bioshock Infinite, because I finished the DLC.
Yep.
It is worth playing. The ending of the second DLC pack is actually not amazing.
Not amazing?
In my opinion.
I have just bought them in the Steam sales.
Yeah, sorry about that. The actual game themselves I enjoyed. Second one is really different.
Yep.
It's very stealth-based.
Okay.
Which is unusual for Bioshock. Quite different. Yeah, they mix it up a lot. You can't take many hits at all in the second one.
Okay.
You play as Elizabeth.
Yep.
And she's not super. She's not meant to be a combat veteran or super strong.
Yeah, that's fair enough.
So mixes up the gameplay a lot. A lot of people commented that they thought that Bioshock probably should have been done that way from the start, having played it.
Yep.
Because it actually made you quite edgy and fearful of the splicers, whereas in the main game, you're just churning them down with your bullets.
I do remember the first Bioshock, I was quite...
initially.
Quite that way.
But you become quite powerful with all your spells and everything by the end, whereas that never happens in this one. You never feel super comfortable, that's for sure.
Yeah, that's right. In Bioshock Infinite, I didn't really feel scared of anything. I mean, I sort of ran away if a couple of Patriots came after me, but... in looking at my profile, I have half an hour in TF2.
Uh-huh.
2.7 hours in Sid Meier's Civ 5, because I have joined an online group to learn how to play.
Yep.
I've always liked the idea of the game. And I can say I do enjoy it. I'm obviously still very bad, but I'm getting there. And I've 23.4 hours in Dota. So in thinking about that, in two weeks, I've pretty much spent one day inside.
And how many of those hours were spent victorious?
20 seconds.
I have to say I've... watched a few of Dylan's matches in the last 2 weeks and they've never gone well.
They've introduced some new mechanics into the game in rewards where you have a daily hero to play, which is just a very bad idea. It forces people who have no idea how to play more complicated heroes to give it a go.
That is a really good point.
They play it in a ranked scenario and will drag me down.
Yeah. I mean, it only really works for people who know all the characters.
That's right.
I can see what they're trying to do. It'd almost be better if there was a daily reward for playing it in a bot game or something.
Or I know that doesn't sound great.
Yeah. Or yeah. Exactly. Unranked. Even that'd be something.
You can play unranked. It should be that way.
And do you qualify for whatever it is, even if you lose?
No, you have to win.
I think honestly, you should just get it either way. Except then everyone would just quit. Then you should have to finish a full game.
Then you probably get even more people doing it as well.
Do you reckon?
I don't know.
It's rough. It's a tough one either way.
It's not good.
Yeah. It's just really rough.
Things to look forward to as well coming forward. Heroes of the Storm, they believe the next, say, phase of the alpha will be going out around the world rather than just America now. So the Blizzard semi version of Dota and League of Legends is on its way.
Yep.
West, East, everywhere else besides America.
Mm-hmm.
So you still have to get into the beta or the alpha.
Yep.
So it's still randomly selected. You can't actually buy in. But from what has been linked, an image was leaked called a Founders Pack, which a lot of people assume is very much like the Dota Pack, where if you bought into the beta.
Yeah.
Now, the pricing, they have said, whilst the game is still in beta, because there will be a lot of resets, anything you buy will be refunded to you every wipe. So they'll be constantly wiping the game. So if I spend $25 on characters, which unfortunately you have to do in this game, you'll be refunded that money when a wipe occurs.
A bit like Hearthstone, yeah?
Yes, Hearthstone was the same.
Yeah.
If you ever lost anything you paid money for, you got that money back.
That's right.
So it is very... almost makes me want to buy everything and hope they wipe the game.
Well, I guess it gives you the... Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, that's right. Good point. But either way, I hope the fact that I've bought a... Well, I will be buying a BlizzCon virtual ticket might give me something. A beta invite.
You'd hope.
You'd think so. The fact that they're giving them out randomly, if I've gone and given them $40 or whatever
I mean, like you said, you've got to pay money to get heroes anyway. It kind of works for them to start getting people on board.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, people get on their side. I mean, right now it's looking a bit too easy for me. It just seems like it's very I don't know. It's a bit too open and easy.
Like, I like some of their ideas in theory. Like, they said they're trying to take steps to reduce arguments between players and stuff.
But they're doing that by making the game just, you know, I can be very, very bad at the game and be carried through. I was going to use bad terminology there, but you can,
that sounds fine to me.
Basically, you can pretty much walk away from your keyboard for 20 minutes and be a part of a winning team.
You would hurt your team by doing so, but yeah.
Yeah, you would. But they're making it a bit too casual, in my opinion.
It will probably be more casual, I'd say.
But I guess there's probably an audience for that, though. People who tried Dota and it's a bit too hard for them. People who try League of Legends and their glorious community kick them out.
But I think there's going to be more objective-based things on these maps as
well. There is.
Definitely change things up. Cool idea. We'll see how it goes.
I'll try the game. Simple as that. I try everything. If I don't like it, I don't like it. If I do, I stick with it.
Yeah, that's right.
What else have we been doing?
I'll mention the ship really quickly, only because you've just gifted that to me, and because it's so utterly bizarre, I feel like I should mention it. It's been out for years. You probably haven't played it anyway. Yeah, I think it said it was released in 2006.
Jeez.
Yeah.
I just had a free copy in my in my Steam, and that was after one of our friends also gifted me a second copy.
Jesus, I'll tell you what, I think I can see why. Actually, it's not awful, it's just bizarre. Imagine a cross between like The Sims and Hitman is probably the best way to put it. It's like an online... There is a single player, but...
A lot of people have said it's sort of like Cluedo.
A little bit. It's an online like murder simulator.
Yep.
You're all on a boat, you're given a target, and everyone's given a target. So someone will have you. The idea is you're meant to take him out without being seen.
The sound of it.
Yeah, it sounds cool. It's just a bit sketchy mechanically at the moment.
Oh, I wouldn't be surprised.
You can probably eventually figure it out. There's a higher monetary reward for killing with certain weapons. So you've got to try and find that weapon if you want to try and use it.
You're selling the game to me pretty well.
Yeah. it really does sound cool in theory. The single player was a bit sketchy when I tried it, but I think it is really the sort of game we'd have to play it online to appreciate it.
Okay. Is there an online?
Yep. Oh, yeah. I think it's primarily designed as online.
Goodness me. Maybe I will have to download
it. Yeah. I don't know if anyone plays it. But
that's right.
This would be the time to try it if the people are getting free copies.
So the moral of episode 12, buy the ship.
Or check your inventory because you might have it free.
Buy it and then check your inventory.
So, what else to say about it? It sounds interesting. You can change your outfit to throw people off your trail and change how you look and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Definitely interesting. So.
The fact that I think that even if you have to buy it, it's only a dollar. Probably worth checking out.
Exactly.
So, we'll end episode 12 there. And, well, basically... You'll find out more about the ship and how much Dave loves PS Vita next week.
Yep.